Right now it's time for us to go once again halfway around the world and speak to our good friend Arjun Singh, who's in Jaisalmer, India. Arjun, hello, and welcome to the month of June.
Thank you. It's my birthday time, yeah, the month of June. Yeah.
So now, first things first, how is the pandemic? Is it starting to ease in India, or is it still growing and a big problem?
Well, it's just right now in the 2nd of June, we are now in modified lockdown. So I think it's a big, big relief, personally for me, because now I could go to the hospital with my mom. Otherwise, for the last couple of weeks, my mom was in a pain, and it was very tough. We arranged painkillers injections at home, but it didn't work quite well. So finally, I got this opportunity to go to the hospital with my mom. And in the market, the shops are open from early morning, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then we have weekend curfews for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 3 days curfew, and then 4 days open. So I think it's a big, big relief for us. And the other good thing is that no more cases. At a one time, we had like 600 to 700 cases every day here in the town of Jaisalmer. But yesterday, it was like 46. So it's really a big, big relief. And then the thing that was quite horrible was, well, we heard about that black fungus. And then we came to know about a couple of patients who just died because of the black fungus. So it was really a big worry for all of us. And then we also heard about the third wave, and that was going to hit the children, the kids. So that was going to be big trouble, because here vaccination is only for 18 plus. So I think now conditions are getting better, as I know, and because in the newspaper everywhere, and the government is thinking about that, and because they just provided that modified lockdown, it means we are just going to think about the unlock right now.
All right, and how is your son Gerda doing with this? I know this has been a big disruption in his life. How's he handling it?
Well, he's always busy with his books and with the online classes, and he's preparing for his exams. So I think for him, nothing got changed, because he's not interested to go out as because of the COVID. And so he got that full time, and he's using the time in his studies there. So he's always busy with that. And he educated kids. You can't see them in the market, on the roads. They don't want to go outside. Even when I tell them that you are here for 3 to 4 days sometimes, and you didn't go out for a second in the street there. But he says that I'm going to make use of my time. And so he's very busy with his study. So everything is fine with him right now.
And you, Arjun, I mean, as a teacher and also as someone who knows Jaisalmer inside and out and deals with people, how are you adapting to it? I mean, you've been called into duty to work during this pandemic to help keep people off the streets.
Well, no more schools right now, so I'm not working as a teacher, but I'm right now deputized as just like a front health worker. No, I'm not from the health department, so I don't know much about those, but they just deputized me in a colony, and my duty is to go every day early in the morning to the colony there, and to go door to door and to know about the people who are living that colony. Like 400 houses are there, so it's a big colony. So I just wander and roam in the streets there. I take care of myself very well with the gloves and mask and everything. And then I ask each and every person there in the street there that if you have any symptoms, if you have any problem, then let me know. And if I come to know that some person, they are having any kind of symptoms, then I just give this information quickly to the administration. And then the administration gives this information to the health department, and then they just get in contact with those people. So, and then other duty is that I have given my phone numbers to each and every person in the street there. And I have written my phone number on a wall there, so you can read. And if any person, like I have right now two people who are positive, and they are home isolated in that colony. So I have told them that if they try to come out, if they just plan sometimes to come out, let me know. Because I have told them that you are not allowed to go out of your home. You are not even allowed to go out of your room. So stay there. But some people right now, because in the beginning they were like 7 people were there positive. And then one night I just got a phone call that a person who was positive, and he was wandering the streets there. So I just went in the colony back to there, and then I told him that you are not, otherwise I will just call to the police. and then you will be quarantined somewhere at the health center. So then he just went back to the home there. So now my duty is quite tough. I think it's more tough than being a teacher, because at that time you have kids, you deal with the children, and then kids are always innocent and they listen you attentively. But right now I'm just dealing with the people, and they are old people. Some they are not well educated. Some they are completely illiterate. So it's not very easy. But right now, as because of the news and media everywhere, the corona, COVID, so they know because of the lockdown. So people are quite worried. But sometimes when they get bored and they just try to come out in the street, and I can see some of the kids, they are planning to play cricket or in the street there. So my duty is quite tough right now to go just for the whole day. I spend my time in the colony there.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, here, by the way, you want to say happy birthday to Mark? It was his birthday a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I remember very well. And then I missed that Memorial Day parade because I have just participated twice. And that was a wonderful, I think, the moment of my life. I can't forget that. And definitely the birthday of Boxer in a restaurant. I didn't forget the name of that restaurant in somewhere in Lakeville called Boating House or like that, Boat Club, or I don't know. But we just got a dinner there with the Boxer. So happy birthday, because I couldn't tell him, and I just sent him a message. So via this radio, I say happy birthday, Boxer. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to say happy birthday to Boxer.
And I also remember we had our Memorial Day parade here in Sharon the other day, and I know you got a chance to ride into one of Bark's antique cars in those parades.
Oh, yes. That was, as I already told you, that was, I think, just like it was like a dream that came true in my life. It never happens again and again. It was just like a miracle that happens in your life once or twice. So it happened in my life, and I'm the most fortunate person that I got that wonderful opportunity to spend time there and to be the part of that parade at that time too. So thanks, a special thanks to Amy Madam and Boxer for giving me this opportunity when I was there. And it was really great, and I have some sweet memories of these parade. And I always, whenever I have time or I'm free, I just show it to my parents and my family. That was really great.
Well, I want you to keep taking care of yourself. Give my best to Gurdar and your mom and dad, and we'll speak to you again next month, okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you. Take care and stay safe. Thank you.
All right. That is Arjun Singh, live from Jaisalmer, India, this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can listen to all our conversations with Arjun on our on-demand site, robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, click on Arjun Singh, and you'll get to hear all the different interviews that we've done.